Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to talk about the bit in the middle. And it's a phrase I first heard from Barbara Sher. And if you've never read her books, the first one I ever read was called Wishcraft. And she's this kind of wild and wonderful author who leads groups of creatives and people she calls scanners and is essentially, if I'm remembering her story right, was a career counselor who sort of saw that traditional career counseling didn't work for untraditional people and sort of devoted the rest of her life to finding a way of helping people who don't fit the mold find a mold that fit them. And when she used the phrase, the bit in the middle, she talked about how you read so many success stories and hear so many success stories, and they always begin with humble beginnings or major challenges, and they always end with huge success and giant breakthroughs. But the bit that is invariably missing from the stories as they're told is the bit in the middle. What actually happened day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year? And she said the reason the stories leave that out is because it's not sexy. It's not the cool bit. It's the bit where day after day, they do the work. They take 3 steps forward. They go 2 steps back. They have major breakthroughs and they have major setbacks. And on the whole, it's kind of the boring bit. But not talking about the boring bit leads people to think there shouldn't be a boring bit. And so often we assume things aren't working for us because we haven't magicked our way from humble beginnings to amazing ends. So I found that a very helpful idea. And it came up one time when I was filming a television pilot for a TV series that would have been called Supercoach, based on my work. And they brought in various clients to work with me. And it was the same idea. They brought in people who had very rough starting points and I would work with them. And the idea was they would film me working with them and film the backstory and then film them 30 days later, 60 days later, 90 days later, see how their lives had changed. And it seemed to be going really well. There were amazing breakthroughs happening in the session. It was one of those things where my actual success rate at the time with clients wasn't as high as my television success rate, because just for whatever reason, every client I worked with on camera had a huge breakthrough. But I realized the show was going to fail, that it wasn't going to be a go. And obviously it wasn't a go, because you would have heard of it. Was when the producer came in one day and she said, "I can't find the join." And I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, "I've been watching the footage and I can see the before and I can see the after, but there's no bit in the middle." Now, with a client, that's fantastic because you don't need time to have a breakthrough. Wisdom, insight happens in a heartbeat. It happens in a moment. As Sid Banks, the Scottish mystic, said, "You're never more than one thought away from a completely new experience of being alive." But it made for terrible television, because on television, the bit in the middle would have been the interesting bit. Now, here's why I'm telling you this. I was talking to a client last week, and they said, "You know, I know that in the short term, I'm okay. And I know that ultimately I'll be okay. But I get really worried about the bit in the middle." And I laughed because I totally knew what he meant. I'm the same. I'm fine now. I know I'm fine now. I'm pretty sure I'll be fine for the next, even when finances or situations were at the worst, I always kind of knew I'd be fine for a bit. And I've always known that ultimately things will work themselves out. So even in my darkest imaginings, once I'm caught up in the river and smashed into the sides and go over the waterfall, I wind up in a beautiful lake in a gentle stream. But man, have I spent years worrying about the bit in the middle. Have I spent years trying to work out, yeah, okay, but how am I going to get past that? I can see how I'm going to be now, and I can know, I kind of know ultimately it's going to be out, but what am I going to do next week? What am I going to do next month? I remember a story that George Pransky told me about. It's one of my mentors, and he got a big contract with a big aerospace company, and so suddenly he went from a very small business to a fairly large business, and he had to hire in a lot of consultants to do the work, and he hired a financial comptroller, somebody to kind of keep track of the numbers, and he said to him one day, the financial guy came to him and said, George, we got a problem. And George said, really? I thought everything was going really well. And the financial guy took out the spreadsheet and said, well, yeah, no. I mean, it's going fine now. But look out, you know, so this was maybe in June. And he said, well, look out to September. See, September, we don't have enough income to cover our expenses. You can see it goes from black to red. And now, if that had been me, I would have gone, oh my God, okay, I know we're fine now. I know probably we're going to be fine by the end of the year, but what are we going to do about September? But George looked at it. And George said, but I don't understand. It's June, right? And the financial guy said, yeah. And he said, so why would I worry about what's going to happen in September? Now, at the time I first heard that story, I thought George just either was a better person than me, or wasn't wired for worry, or I don't know what I made up as to why he could have such a different experience of that data than I would have. But I've come to see that the reason we know it's okay now is because it's always okay now. Even if we have to take now down to the very next breath that we're taking. In any moment, we can step outside of time, find ourselves in the present moment, and we'll do fine. Now, long term, most of us have a sense that things do work themselves out. That for all the people over the years who've worried about winding up pushing a shopping trolley under a bridge in the streets, remarkably few people do. But the bit in the middle is the bit where we think about ourselves and think about our lives and think about the details and try to work out in advance what we're gonna do, how it's gonna feel, what we're gonna think. And the problem with that is we can only project the past into that future. We can't take into account what shows up for us in real time, what shows up for us in the present moment, the inspiration, the surprises, the opportunities, the possibilities. So we do fine in the moment because we're fine in the moment. We don't get too scared about the distant future, most of us, because we kind of know things have a way of working themselves out. But when we look to the bit in the middle, we start thinking and thinking and thinking. And the more we think about it, without access to actual real-time intelligence, the more daunting the bit in the middle looks. So if you want to kind of play with this for yourself, just notice, are you okay right now? Do you have a sense that ultimately the end of the story will turn out well? And what if you just didn't worry about the bit in the middle? What if you just stayed in the okayness, in the availability and creativity of the present moment, and left tomorrow for tomorrow, and rested in today instead? Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.